Hey everybody, this is Jesse with Gear Live, bringing you our podcast review of probably one of the best games of 2005 so far, God of War for the PlayStation 2. God of War takes place in ancient Greece where your warrior named Kratos, trying to make up for all the bad things you've done in the name of Ares by performing tasks given to you by the other Greek gods. The controls of God of War are really easy to pick up. You have three different attack buttons, a jump button, and a special abilities button, which is used for the special powers that you're given to by the gods throughout the game. You can combine some of those different attacks to perform all different types of moves, and they're all just as gory as the rest. Now, one of the features is grab attack, which is really interesting because you can actually grab enemies and you can throw them at each other. You can rip their heads off, you can rip their wings off. It varies on so many different levels, but no matter what you do, it's really gory. Now, one of the other neat features about the controls in this game is that, kind of like Mortal Kombat where you had fatalities by pushing different buttons, the game will actually prompt you to push different buttons to finish off specific type of enemies, where one is you tap a button repeatedly to jab your weapon down the throat of a minotaur, to rotating the analog stick to rip off the head of a Medusa-like creature. Now, for all you lonely and under the age of 18 gamers, you'll be happy to know that there's nudity in this game. Yes, bare breasts. Bare CGI breasts. Yes. Sorry, getting sidetracked. And the other good part about this is that there's even a sex minigame. Yes, a sex minigame. What is this for? Not just for sex. You actually have this minigame where you can earn points to upgrade your weapons and abilities. Speaking of CGI, the graphics in this game are really well done, whether it be in gameplay or in CGI cutscenes. And even surprisingly, the voice acting isn't bad either. It keeps you in the game and makes it feel more like a movie or something that you're actually doing or encountering rather than some monotone person doing various voices for all the characters in the game. The only complaints we have about the game are that the visuals are controlled by the computer, so you don't have the option to look around freely, and it's a little bit on the short side. We managed to beat God of War in about 10 hours, but the game definitely has replay value, so you'll be playing it for a long while to come. All in all, like we said, this game is probably one of the best of 2005 so far, and we give God of War a 9 out of 10.